This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to Saturday Story Circle, always on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Every year in November, my mother likes to make a huge Thanksgiving feast. She spends 3 days cooking, and when Thursday rolls around, she has 27 separate dishes at least. She starts with turkey and ham, mashed potatoes, candied yams, cranberry sauce with and without rings, green bean casserole, homemade dinner rolls, those little olives with the things in the holes. Oh my gosh, you should see everything. She has some stuffing and steamed rutabagas, and there's some squash. Somebody save us! The corn and carrots are coming out next. Peas and string beans, pumpkin soup and terrines, honey and cornbread. Now she's just being mean. I think I'm starting to feel the effects. Oh, please, Mom, could you stop feeding us so much? Oh, yeah. I'm so full already, I think I've lost my sense of touch. And that can't be good, but did she listen? Oh no! Cocktail wieners, crackers and salami, oh my goodness, please stop mommy. Then came sausage, oysters and salmon. And here's a bowl of wild rice and a Waldorf salad, well that looks nice. Boy, you'd think she's feeding a famine. Then she had beef brisket tacos and some chili. Now this is just getting plain silly. Everyone gets applesauce and a pork chop. For dessert she had pie, both pecan and pumpkin. Her grasshopper pie, yeah, man, that's something. And pineapple dessert with whipped cream on the top. Well, several hours later, she's finally all done. My mother's cooking skills really are the best. The meal lasts late into the night, and as I take my very last bite, she says, okay, who's ready for breakfast? Oh no! She has sourdough pancakes, hash browns and bacon, scrambled eggs, sizzling steak and waffles, and a big bowl of grilled fruit. She has Abel Skivers, man, you wouldn't believe her. What? No, Abel Skivers. It's like this spherical Danish pancake stuffed with jelly, and you have to make them in these special pans that you can only get from Williams-Sonoma. No, I know. And you only use the pan once a year, but it costs like $70 or something. It's really weird.
Hiya, kids. This is Stinky the Elf coming to you from the North Pole. Yous know, Santa Claus's workshop, right? Well, I've been asked to convey a special message to yous that my boss, Santa Claus, that's right, the jolly old fat guy in the red suit, wants to hear from all the little boys and girls out there. Here's an opportunity to tell him your Christmas list and any other special holiday message you got. And on Fridays, starting the day after Thanksgiving, my boss will read your message out loud on a new podcast called Santa's Inbox, exclusively on the Mutual Network. He'll mention your first name only, plus the town you're from, and then read your email out loud so everybody can hear it. Ain't that exciting? Yeah, Sandy told me that he used to read letters from kids on the radio back in the day, but I told him, I'm only 300 years old. I can't remember that far back. Okay, what else? Oh, yeah, this offer is open to anybody. Kids, grown-ups, the young at heart, anybody who wants to send a special message or a dedication to anybody else. So anyways, start sending Santa Claus your emails now to santas.xmas.inbox@gmail.com. That's santas.xmas.inbox@gmail.com. Kids, please ask your folks to send your email for you.